From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Somalia's police chief and intelligence chief have been fired after an Al-Shabaab siege of a hotel in the capital Mogadishu left at least 27 people dead. The Minister of Information confirmed the dismissals and told VOA what was expected of the security agencies was that the necessary intelligence and surveillance information should have stopped this truck. It will be the second time the two officials were fired from the same positions. The hotel is popular with politicians and civil servants. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Al-Shabaab militants claimed responsibility for the attack. Two of the perpetrators blew themselves up after they were shot. Three were caught alive. It's feared others may have been rescued from the hotel disguised as guests. Saturday's explosion demolished the front of the hotel and damaged another next door. Al-Shabaab wants to overthrow Somalia's weak UN-backed government and impose a strict form of Islamic law. 2 weeks ago, twin bombings in Mogadishu killed at least 358 people, the worst such attack in the country's history. Al-Shabaab didn't claim that one, but the method, a large truck bomb, is one it has often used.
Lucy Fielder reporting. A pre-dawn Taliban attack in northern Afghanistan has killed at least 13 government troops. The heavily armed insurgents raided a police outpost in the Khan Abad district of the troubled Kunduz province and inflicted the fatalities. The district police chief confirmed the death toll to VOA, saying 14 police personnel were guarding the post at the time. One officer managed to escape, and the assailants took away weapons, ammunition, and an armored military vehicle. This is VOA News.